Welcome, dear friends, to the Message of Truth, coming to you from the studios of Way of Truth Ministries, Altoona, Pennsylvania. It's a delight to have you along with us. This is Brother Fon Miller, speaker and the broadcast director of the ministry, and we're just delighted to share with you the good word of God. We're going to be talking about God seeing the heart. God seeing the heart. We're going to talk about some things about the heart, and I hope it'll be a real blessing to you and encouragement to you as well. First, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful that we have a Heavenly Father to pray to, one who cares and is concerned for our every movement, one who delights in forgiving men of their sins and then using men to carry out the great work of the gospel. Thank you for the privilege of having a ministry such as this on radio, where the Word of God can go forth. Men and women, boys and girls all around the world can hear it via the internet or the radio, and Lord, you can speak to their hearts and save them. Now we commit to you this program, your guidance, your direction. May you be glorified in all things, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mommy, pick me up. That is the heart of God. Out of his great love for mankind. You know, John 3:16 is still in the book. For God so loved the world, you and me, everybody else around us and everybody far away from us, God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How wonderful it is that God has that kind of a heart. His heart was for mankind to always know him. When he created Adam and Eve, he created them for the fellowship that he could have, that man could have with God and God with man. And then Adam and Eve broke that fellowship by sinning. And so God provided a way in which man could again have fellowship with him. And that was through the blood way back there. The blood of that animal, and all those animals pointed to the day when Jesus Christ would shed his precious blood. Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, and he shed his precious blood that you and I might be saved. Well, we're going to talk about the heart today, and you can turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 17. Actually, one of the longer verses in the sentences, I should say, in the Bible. From verses 14 through 21, shows us God's love toward us, and in verse 17 we'll be talking about that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, and then we'll go on and read some more. But I wanted to share with you about the heart of men and how God works in the hearts. You know, God has given to Way of Truth Ministries a ministry that we call the Highway Ministry. Now, that is a chapel set along Interstate 80 in central Pennsylvania in Clearfield, Lamar, and then over toward the eastern side, Bloomsburg. We have three chapels, and we have chapels also over in India and developing one in West Africa, and also have helped associated with, it's not ours, but we've associated with a chapel ministry, trucking ministry in Kenya. So we have these ministries, but what I wanted to talk to you about were the three men that we have here in central Pennsylvania. And these are men with a heart. That when we're talking about a heart after God, we have Brother Francis McLaughlin over in Clearfield at the Sapp Brothers truck stop, and our chapel's there underneath the store and restaurant building. They gave us a room there. And then there's Chaplain John DeLosier, who is over at Lamar, and he's there on each Sunday, as is Brother McLaughlin. Interesting enough, Brother McLaughlin is about 83, 4 years old, and just has a love for truckers. And what's interesting is that they tell me there at the truck stop that the truckers, as well as the employees around there, love him and care for him. They like him. They're enjoying his ministry with them. But it's because he has a love in his heart. Then you take Brother John DeLosier, who is 70 years old. And this man drove tractor trailer for 25 years all across the country. And when he got got his heart right with the Lord a number of years ago, and while driving yet, and he soon had 25 years in. He parked the truck and working for another company, and come out and did his Bible's training at the Bible Institute here in Altoona, and got his then went on and actually he earned a doctor's degree out of a correspondence school out of down south. But John has a heart and drives 80 miles one way every week, rain or shine, the snow, ice. If it's humanly possible, he'll make every effort to get through because he loves the truckers. And you know what? You can see the response of the truckers, those who come through on a regular basis. Many times some of them come through and they're not able to stay for a service, but they'll come in and pop in and ask him how he's doing and tell him they're glad he's there. And then they have to be on their way to make their appointments. But then there are many that come in, and it's just amazing to watch God work. And when I see that, I smile in my heart and my mind, and I think, you know, here are people that know this man loves them. He loves the trucker. Then you go across the highway a little bit to Bloomsburg, and you have a man by the name of Howard Long. Howard Long, a retired school teacher out of New York, came to Northeast Pennsylvania and said, you know, he was very active in his church. He was very active in serving the Lord as well as being a public school teacher. But he said he wondered coming down here, well, Lord, what am I going to have to do? I don't know how to get involved in anything. And somebody who was filling in for us there at that chapel asked him to come and help him, did. And then only probably about, I don't think it was quite 6 months, he said, Howard, can you take this over? He said, I've been asked now by my organization to go to another area and work within the trucking ministry. So Howard got that dumped in his lap. But I want to tell you, he has done a super job in reaching out to these drivers. He's there, has a chapel open 4 or 5 days a week, and have services and go out in the yard and parking area and talk with men and women. Gives out about 300 Christmas bags, which have treats in and scriptures in and all that kind of thing for the truckers and travelers who come through. This year he's figuring on 400 bags. We've had over 100 that we've given out at Lamar, and approximately 100 or thereabouts over in Clearfield. And the object of these things is that we give the truckers this as a Christmas gift, but we start about the second week of December, because many of these drivers are going to be out on the road at Christmas, and they'll not be able to get home. Interestingly, we have a lot of drivers whose home is in another country, but they're here driving because they know they can make some money and send it home to their families. I would ask you to pray for the highway ministry and Brother Howard Long and John DeLosier and Francis McLaughlin as they lead the ministry there to the truckers. There are others that help them. So just if you'd keep that ministry in prayer, I know the Lord would bless you. But they do it because their heart is right. Their heart is committed to reaching these truckers with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're looking at other opportunities. We'll share some things about India and Africa in future days. But just so you have something to think about there and pray, please pray for them. Now, we're talking about the heart, and we read verse 17. I'll go back there again. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, I realize that we talked about the heart, and he mentions that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Number one, he dwells in our hearts by our faith in salvation. You see, all men are lost, and we need, and I'm sure you're well aware of the scriptures such as Jeremiah 17, verse 9, that the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? Or you might remember Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, and the Lord is talking about some actions that are not proper, or words that are not proper. But those who are righteous, those who are saved, those who've been born again, they'll speak right things because their heart is filled with the things of the Lord. Or at least they should. Their heart should be filled with the things of the Lord. And that's what he's talking about with that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. One, for salvation. Two, as a dedication of your life to the Lord as he has saved you and now indwells you by the blessed Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. Now, we understand that since man's heart is deceitful, it has to be changed. And the only way it can be changed is by the new birth. Paul talked in Romans chapter 10. He said he said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But he goes back in chapter 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So first of all, the heart. The heart must respond to the message of the Word of God. And we read in Romans 10:17, wherefore faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need to take the Word of God to mankind if he's going to have his heart changed. And what a blessing it is to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ out and share it with people who may resist you as you share the gospel with them, but then to see them turn their heart and life over to the Lord because you have shared with them the wonderful Word of God. Their lives then become changed. Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man, woman, boy, or girl, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Why? Because it's out of the heart come the issues of life. And so when one will call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, receive him, as we say, into his heart. Receive him as their personal Savior, his life takes on a new direction. His life takes on a new focus. His life takes on a new love. His life is changed because his heart is changed. You see, it's we follow the direction in our mind, but it comes from our heart, from inside our very being. Now, I'm not talking about the fleshly organ. That certainly does produce life. You know, when you have that changed around a little bit, they work on that heart. I'll tell you what, you see how valuable the heart is. It beats and certainly keeps life sustained. But what he's saying is we receive Christ within our life, and that's in our very heart, our spirit, our soul, our Christ. And we, they're not the Lord Jesus Christ, but rather he dwells therein. And then it's out of that being, out of the heart come the issues of life. There is a heart approach to everyday life. Well, we're going to listen to a song, and then we're going to start looking at, first of all, God working on one's heart. But let's listen to this song, and may your heart be prepared for the message. Took Jesus, you can take him too. Would you receive Christ as your Savior? If you're not saved, my friend, I pray that you'll ask him to forgive you of your sin. You don't have to go through a ritual, don't have to go through any kind of a system. You just simply need to call upon the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I believe you died for me. You remember the thief on the cross? He said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He repented with unusual words. But Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. You know, if you'll sincerely call upon the Lord, the words, just so you tell him, you know, that you want him to forgive you and you want to receive him as your Savior, and he'll do just that. He'll do just that. And what a blessing. Well, we're going to talk about God working on the heart. And what I wanted to do, I'm going to be looking at a lot of Old Testament verses because I think it says it very clearly. It's referred to again in the New Testament, but we're going to look at the Old. In 1 Samuel, now you go back in your Bibles, and 1 Samuel, it's right, you know, Joshua judges Ruth, and then you're coming right to Samuel, and 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse number 7. If you know the account, the background of this is that God is going to replace Saul as king of Israel, and he has a man in mind. He has an individual in mind that he desires to be the king for Israel. That man is David. That man is from Bethlehem. That man is one of seven sons of one Jesse, and he's the youngest. But God has a purpose. Now, notice Samuel had gone around. Jesse had all his sons there around the table. I don't know what they were doing. But anyhow, they might have been eating. Probably a good thing to do. But anyway, he had his seven sons about the table there, and David, he was out with the sheep. He's one that wrote Psalms 23, and many of the Psalms, they're attributed to him. He was the psalmist of Israel, as he's called, but he was the king of Israel later on. But here on this particular occasion, chapter 16, Samuel is sent to Bethlehem. He is sent to the house of Jesse. And as he looks at these various and sundry sons coming past, he looked on Eliab, verse 6, and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But notice verse 7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature. Now remember, Saul was a head and shoulders above everybody else in Israel, so he was a tall man. So here was another tall man. And the Lord said, the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And so we can go down through these various sons. And finally, he said, you have another one? And he said, yeah. Let me just read this. This is kind of humorous that Samuel says to Jesse, Are here all thy children, verse 11. And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. But I want you to go back to verse 7. What the Lord said to Samuel, he said, this is not the one I want you to call. This is not the one I want you to anoint. Because, in the latter part of verse 7, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. First of all, God is noticing the heart of each one of us who have made a profession of faith as to where he would desire to put us and use us in his service. God is looking on the heart, not the wisdom. You know, God will give you, any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not. But when it comes to the heart, you see, God gives us a new heart the moment we get saved. He changes our life. He changes our direction. He makes us a new creature in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. But now, as a child of God, God looks on the heart of a man, and he looks on your heart. He looks on my heart. Is that individual one with a heart after me. If so, I can use him. That's what he's saying. And so David was one. And obviously, as you read the Psalms that he penned, many of those undoubtedly were written as he was a shepherd. I think of Psalm 23. He's writing that about his sheep. This is what his sheep would say about him. This is what the sheep would say about their shepherd. Next time you read Psalm 23, read it from that perspective, that it's a sheep talking about its shepherd. Now, we know sheep don't talk that way, or at least I don't think so. They do the baa, 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 and that, you know, and I don't know what they're saying. I haven't learned sheep yet. But, you know, beloved, what I'm saying is this. God looks in the heart. David's heart was right with him, not only in faith, but David's heart was right in service. He was out tending those sheep while his brothers were at the house. Now, maybe it was his shift to watch the sheep. I don't know. We're not told those kind of things. And so it's not important. The point is, are you faithful doing your job, whatever that job is? You know, one of the things that really stirred my heart. I used to drive truck. Well, I was a carpenter. I've done just about anything. But when I drove truck, it was while I was doing revival work and mission work. And I would drive truck. You know, my heart was never completely in that truck in the sense that I really wanted to be out preaching or I wanted to be out serving the Lord. But I was witnessing for the Lord as a driver. I'd talk with men on the dock and different places where I would load or unload my freight. And it was just the fact that I realized God gave me this opportunity. So I tried to be the best trucker I could be. Probably was far from good, but anyhow, I tried to be. Why? Because God was looking on my heart. If I could not be trusted in the task, the menial task, if you please, or the task that he had given me to sustain my family, if I couldn't be trusted in that, how could he trust me with his word and going to reach other people with the gospel of Christ? Well, dear friend, how's your heart? We're going to talk about some other things about the heart on the next broadcast. Trust you'll be with us. God bless you, my friend. We might be of spiritual help to you. Please contact us. You can contact us by email at wot@wotbm.org, or you can mail us a note, Message of Truth, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602, USA. God bless you, my friend.